Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Why did you kill her?
She was talking shit.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a very interesting and different episode of the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. In case you haven't realized, and if you're watching this, I am AstroZombie954. Normally, my partner in crime, Dino, is here, but unfortunately, he's got a lot of schoolwork going on. And I gave him the night off so he could focus on that, because that's more important than this. So what I wanted to do, so we still had an episode, is do something with you guys. You know, something fun, different. Just out of the ordinary. And I figured Twitch was a good place to stream it and see who shows up. So let's get started. So this is kind of like an unfiltered type thing. So don't be afraid to just ask whatever. I just wanted, you know, questions, answers, any topic. It doesn't have to be Pokemon Go. We could talk about wrestling. We could talk about music, movies, anything you guys want to talk about. I know that there was a bunch of shit that went down for Stardust. I know, like, people were just blowing up Niantic, like, all over Twitter, and I saw Zionic posted something, and I don't know. I never really paid attention to the actual amount of Stardust that I got in the reward. So I guess it doesn't really affect me all that much. but I guess there's a lot of people like flipping the fuck out. So we will, I don't know if okay. So it went back. Oh, just in case people think I'm talking to myself and answering my own questions, because we're on Twitch, we've got, you know, the chat going on here. We've got questions from our Patreons and stuff inside our Discord. So if I read something or start laughing and you don't understand why, that's why. So all right. So what's so season 8 has started. And okay. So Go Battle Night, it was bad. by the time I got home from work and then sat down and did it, I got maybe like 4 sets in, and then I passed out. So, yes, you can only see me because it's just me today. Just me. Dino is not here today. So, Smiley, I'm sorry if you came looking for Dino, then, you know, I'm sorry. It's so you're going to get stupid PvP advice if you're asking that. Also, I mean, pretty much whatever you guys want to talk about. So let's see. Oh, I did more than you. It was bad. I think I fell asleep at some point. I was there. I was trying to make a team work, and it just didn't. And I just was getting frustrated. And then I was tired, and I fell asleep, which is normal. I normally fall asleep during my sets because I play at like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and I just fall asleep. It's you know, it's going to happen every single time. So if I do get five in, that's because it was a miracle. So yeah, I did not, I have not hit rank 20 yet. So I was trying to make Erdos work, and I just didn't, it didn't work the way I wanted to. And I was playing like shit, like that night, and kind of for the past couple of days. I started running Dino's Shadow Hypno team, and that's actually been doing pretty well. Yesterday, I think I'm at like 19 now, rank 19, so hopefully tonight I can hit 20, because if I don't hit Ace by Ultra League, like, I'm gonna be fucking, my mind will be blown, because it's, I don't think I'll be able to do it in Ultra. So apparently Niantic fucked everyone over with the Stardust. I also, because I know Wildcat's in here, I don't know if your kids are up listening, so I'm sorry if they are. So apparently they fucked everyone over with this, the Stardust thing. I don't notice these things at all. Literally, I don't notice any of this stuff until someone puts it on Twitter and makes a video about it. And then that was it. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess they did something and everyone's really pissed off. So it's back. So everyone's telling me it's back. Well, I guess that's good. Yeah, good. Everyone's happy again. Yeah. I guess we'll be what, more happy when they give us something, because that's what you know, we like when they fuck up, they give us something. I guess, yeah, that's how it works. Good job. You hit Ace today, Uncle B. Cool. I like that. I think I saw that in our chat, that you hit that, so hell yeah, that's awesome. Good for you, man. So Commander Cup, I posted today in the Discord the link for Commander Cup for our 48 hour tournament. So everyone go sign up so that we can have more than like five fucking people in this thing instead of trying to pull everyone last minute. It'll be, you know, it's fun. Oh, yes, Venture Cup, not Commander. My bad. Yeah, look at, this is what happens when Dino's not here and I'm left to my own vices. So that's up there. I've kind of been messing around with teams. I'm going to be an asshole and not really say too much of what I'm running, because it is also the same meta for regionals. And not that I'm like tooting my own horn and saying that everybody in, you know, where I'm signed up for regionals listens to my, you know, our show, but I don't know. There could be. And I feel like sometimes if I give away too much information, then you guys got a upper hand on me. I was watching something with, I think it was Zionic today. I was at work. I don't know if he posted it today or it was something with the Shadow Nidoqueen. Yo, that shit is crazy. I have not come against one, but if I see one, I'm dipping out because I don't want to fuck with that at all. that is not something I want to deal with. That thing is crazy. No good at all. So, all right. So, you used it, Uncle B? Was it worth all, like, was it all the hype that everyone's trying to make this out to be? Because it's not bad. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the team I was running, hold on, let me pull it up because I'm going to fuck it up and say the wrong thing and then I look like an idiot. It was Eridos, Skarmory, and Swampert. And it was going pretty well, and then it didn't. it was going good until it didn't, and then it just was downhill, and then I was just like, all right, well, I'm going to go with something that I know or possibly know will work. So I trust if Dino's running it, then it's going to be reasonable. It's going to be good. It's going to be, you know, a good team, but yeah, it's. I guess I've been running it as good as I can possibly run it. So Venture Cup is looking interesting. I feel like this meta is going to be really hard to kind of pinpoint who's going to be the, like, you know, like the Frostlass that's, you know, running amok or something, you know, that if you don't have on your team, your team's going to suck. With the point system, like, I don't see that. Like, I see, like, Lickitung XL at number one, like, everywhere. But, like, honestly, I have never seen one. So not too worried about that. I think maybe like Frostlass out of the 10 points would be one that everyone's going to be using if you do. But you can use like these 4-point Pokemon and have a good fucking team and compete with these, you know, 10 and 6-point things and not have to worry about, underspending and having like nothing or, you know, running out of points. So, the one, and I kind of mentioned it last week and I'll mention it again, that I'm pretty psyched about and I'm still trying to figure out if I'm going to run it, is Shadow Machamp. And I did it when I was on Pokemon Go Radio last week. I gave that as my tip, and I wonder if I still have my papers. Hold on, let me see. Yeah. Okay. So I kind of went through as I hit the microphone and found, you know, went through and did some, you know, matchup looking. Wildcat, if you're eating dinner and I'm cursing, I apologize. I apologize. So I looked at some of the stuff. So obviously, you know, Lickitung, that's going to be an easy win. But some of the ones that I was seeing that he was winning were kind of a little shocking. So he was winning against Politoed. He wins against Dragonair. Let's see. He wins against, well, Dewgong because of the ice. Let's see. Where am I? Yeah. I thought there was one more that I was like, whoa. I think the Dragonair and Politoed one I was kind of a little shocked on that he beats, because I just feel like with the Aqua Tail and the Weather Ball spam that he wouldn't last very long. But apparently he wins. So, you know, if you have one of those and you want that, I think fighters are going to have a nice little run in this one, because I think people are going to try and hop on that cast form train, maybe. It's pretty legit with that rock slide, though. It's been awesome. So for this cup, honestly, I think you still want to run Rockside, Uncle B. I don't know. Payback is not... I don't know. I feel like maybe an Ultra League Payback is better. Unless, you know, you're really into running it. Rockside is going to do just fine. Especially, you know, in something like this where you're going to see... You know, you'll probably see some drift blooms in there. You're gonna see some flying. I'm sure someone, you know, people are gonna be running Altaria and stuff like that. So it's a very interesting concept, and I understand PV Poke putting out rankings for this stuff, but this is just really fucking hard to try and put in a ranking. Like, I'm not going to pick a single 10-point team for my team. I kind of went through and made a team and was showing it to Dino to get some, you know, balance and ideas. And I don't have anything over 4 points, because you can build a team that can counter those higher points with, you know, 4-point and 1-point Pokemon. So, yeah, that's kind of my take on Venture Cup. I think it's a good meta. I like the idea. I don't know. I feel like 20 points is maybe not enough. I think like maybe 30 would be a good point range, because then if you did want to run a 10-point Pokemon, like, you're not using half of your fucking amount to on your team, and then you're stuck. So, you know, that's just my take on that. Other than that, with Venture Cup, it's kind of just there. I don't like that it is the meta for regionals at all. Like, I hate that this is the meta for regionals, because You can't practice it. Like, I know people try and practice it, but there's too many things like all over the place that to me, I can't practice against a meta that there is really no meta. Like, everyone's going to run different things based on how they want to build a team with points. You know, like Wildcat just said, he's doing a team with 1 6-point, 3 4-points, and 2 1-points. So, you know, I think my team is mostly 4-point Pokemon. Like, how are you gonna plan for that? Like, how do you practice against that? I guess play GBL. GBL is probably the closest thing to practicing for this meta, because it's all over the place. I don't know if anybody's been running any practice tournaments. Maybe give like some feedback on like who, what Pokemon you've seen. But as far as I'm concerned, it's going to drive me nuts. And I really, again, I really, 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 really hate the fact that this is regionals. Like, I would have preferred this floating city bullshit that I'm doing for factions over Venture Cup for regionals, because at least I can prepare properly for that. You can't, like, can't really prepare for this. I did look at Mew, because he's, you know, kind of like that, like Hypno, like that, what do they call it? Swiss Army Knife, where he's got like so many, you know, different moves and stuff like that. I have one. I just don't know if I have anyone on my team that I want to switch out for him yet. So I've never had a Mew. So the first Mew I ever got, I was an idiot and powered it up. And I could never use it for Great League. So until I just got the shiny Mew, I've never used it before. So I've tried using it a couple times, and it was – I have to get used to it, because I don't know its weaknesses or anything like that. Well, I mean, I know its weaknesses, but I don't know what it can take, because I haven't played with it all that much. And I don't know if I have, like, PV Pokes to run, Shadow Claw, Dragon Claw, and Wild Charge, you know, but then I see people running. Obviously, I believe Shadow Claw is like the preferred fast move. Like, you don't want to run anything but that. But yeah, I've seen people run it with Surf. I've seen people run it with Grass Knot. You know, it hurts my head. I'll be honest. It hurts my head, and I'm just like, no. I'm good. Until I get a grasp on what to use and how to use it, he's just going to sit in on my bench and just kind of hang out. Let's see. So one thing that our producers brought up in our producer chat was giving everyone kind of an update on the faction team. So I'm going to go ahead and just kind of go over that. We are, what, week four? Is it four? I don't know. For some reason, it's not letting me see anything right now. It doesn't like me. I don't know what the hell this is. Oh, wait. Oh, okay. I just RSVP'd for us for next season. I don't know. But this last week, I think, was rough for all of us. I don't. I know I got my ass kicked. So, and I think that there was a couple of people. I think one other person that got an 03 as well. It was. Bro, I don't know what, if anyone is listening that's from like Orlando, Tampa area, I don't know what you guys are drinking up there that makes you guys so good at PvP, but wow, like kudos to you guys up there, because you crushed. I mean, I kind of knew I was going to lose, but that's another story. I got in my head there. Dragon Tail is the devil. Oh. Okay. So, I would give you what our team is doing, but for some reason I can't get into it. It's just, oh, okay, here we go. So we started off good. We won our first bout 15-6. Then we lost 10-11. Then we played Ghost Stadium Staff 12-9. And then Space Coast, we won by 1 point. That was an interesting set of events that went on in during that thing. I know 91 Wayne was part of that team, and he was on my team for our pyramid tournament, you know, stand up guy there, but there was some stuff going on that team that I didn't really agree with. And then when I did bring it up to the Sylph staff, they kind of just like brushed it off and was like, okay. Got a little bit of an altercation with one of the guys. But like, if you're gonna have disputes, like, that shit needs to be taken care of within 24 hours, not 72 hours, because sometimes, guess what? Like, there's going to be, you know, people waiting to the last minute to do their battle. Like, if there's a dispute, what are you going to do? Like, 72 hours for real? Like, come on. They need to streamline that process. And if they want to come at me about that, like, they can come at me about it. But you guys got to get your shit together if you're going to run something this big and try and keep it in-house instead of having like regional judges or something like that. Excuse me. But don't come at me and tell me that I didn't submit the proper fucking paperwork to file a dispute. Like, that's bullshit. So that's my soapbox. I was really like, if you our faction chat, I was fuming. Like, my wife was like, who are you fighting with? And I was like, this fucking asshole from Sylph. I can't fucking believe him. And I was just going off. But I mean, it is what it is. At the end of the day, I guess, yeah, it's a game. But this week, man, I don't know what it was. Like I said, I don't know what they're doing up there in Orlando. But they're kicking our ass. I think everyone is done maybe with it. I know. I think right now score is 15-6. I haven't checked the Discord to see if everyone's finished, but it was a struggle. So let's get it together, guys. Let's coach, you know. Rah rah! Let's do this. Next week we'll come back, because you know, that's what I'm supposed to say, right? So, I saw something that came out today about some like special raid weekend. So I got this. Let's see, June 12th at 10 a.m. To Sunday, June 13th. Earn twice the candy for catching Pokemon. Trainer level 40 and above will have 3 times the chance to obtain candy XL from catching Pokemon. Raids will be happening more frequently, including 5-star raids and mega raids. As a reminder, Regirock, Regice, and Registeel will be appearing in raids until Thursday, June 17th at 10 a.m. local time. So that's nice that they're doing something for Candy XL. I still think it's super fucking lame that if you're under 40, you can't acquire it. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. I think if someone at level 40 can get Candy XL, someone at level 4 can get Candy XL. Like, I don't see why you have to try and why you have to hide that behind, you know, a level cap. But normally Dino is here to kind of reel me in and not let me go off on my tangents, but today you're gonna get the whenever I have some issues that just came up, and it's been a rough week for me. And I think I took it out on Niantic, which is fine because they deserve it. I think we were talking about Galarian Slowpoke and then Galarian Slowbro, And the... Yeah, we're going to be carrying the explicit tag on the show. So I'm going to derail off of things. So when I first came up with the idea of this show, I originally was going to do it with a battler up in Tampa. His name is Lyndon Ryu. And we were like ready to go. We had the idea, like all that stuff. And then when I started putting everything together, I, you know, reached back out to him and like, okay, hey, when do you want to start? And then he let me know that he had a job opportunity that he couldn't pass up and just wasn't going to have the time. At the same time, I was doing a teams tournament with Dino. I think Uncle B was in there. 91 Wayne. Trying to think if anyone else that's pretty active in our Discord was on it. But regardless, so we were all in there. And at the end of it, like, I was like, man, I still want to do this podcast. I still think that there's a market out there. There's people who want to hear it, or at least I hope there's people who want to hear it. So, you know, I reached out. But when the whole thing with this was starting, like, that was one of my biggest things, was like, am I going to carry an explicit tag, like lured up, or am I going to try and be family friendly? I'm kind of regretting not carrying the explicit tag on all of our episodes. But then Wildcat told me that he listens to it in the car with his daughter. And I think King Flip also said he listens to it with the family. And just because my kids hear my bad mouth, that doesn't mean your kids need to hear it. So, you know, we try and keep it as clean as possible. But back to this Galarian Slow King thing. Slowbro. So I didn't read this, but apparently Slow King is coming later. So you won't be able to evolve Slowbro into Slow King. Oh, great. Wildcat just informed me that he's listening to with his entire family right now. I'm sorry. what is it? Earmuffs. So all you gotta say is earmuffs, and you can say whatever the fuck you want. Cock, shit, balls. No, if someone gets the reference, put it in there. I found out that Slow King is actually coming later. And they put some like cheesy line in here about like him making a slow debut or something like that. I don't know. Out of them, I think Slow King has the most interesting movesets. So of course they're gonna wait on that one to put out. So but I love this Slow King. Like I said on the I think it was the last episode or on Pokemon Go Radio. This thing looks like it looks like it went to Disney. Yes, it was old school, Uncle B. Thank you. he looks like he just got back from Disney World. Like the yellow on the top of his head looks like Mickey Mouse ears, and no one's gonna change my mind on that at all. So that's pretty awesome. Let's see. Is there anything else? I don't think there's really anything else news-wise that hasn't been covered already. So we'll kind of leave it up to you guys now, I guess. Whatever you guys want to talk about, just, you know, throw it up in the Discord or on the chat, and we'll, you know, I don't have my bedtime today, so I get to play a little longer. So oh, you did. Okay. So apparently there's the field research. Let me go see. Ray is coming in strong. Oh, wow. Okay. So field research for the Slowpoke event. catch 8 psychic type Pokemon, and you'll get an encounter with Slowpoke. I'm guessing that K Slowpoke means that it's an encounter. Catch 8 water type Pokemon, encounter with Slowpoke. Evolve a Pokemon, get Kingsrock. Evolve a psychic type, and you'll get Slowpoke and Shellder. I don't know what these Ks are, so I'm probably fucking this up. Sometimes I'm 36, and I'm 36. I'll be 37 in November. I don't understand a lot of these like acronyms, or like when they put, you know, things. Okay, K equals Kanto. I am an idiot. So I'm guessing, yes, these are encounters. So evolve a psychic type and you get an encounter with Kanto, Slowpoke, and Shellder. Evolve a Slowpoke and you'll get Slowbro Mega Energy. Give your buddy 3 cheats. Gulpin, win a raid in under 10 minutes. That's a new one. Slack off. Evolve 3 Slowpokes, get a Galarian Slowpoke, and win a raid in 60 seconds, you get Galarian Slowpoke. That's different. I like that they're adding this like raid, and I mean, if you're taking more than 10 minutes to win a raid, I don't know. I don't have 10 minutes to waste on a raid. Reyes, has any raid taken you 10 minutes? Because I know you do a lot of them, so that's what I'm going to ask you. So that's pretty cool with those research things. So let's see. So what is my favorite PvP mon? So I mentioned this, I think, a while ago. Toxicroak is my favorite for PvP, mainly because it was the first PvP Pokemon that I powered up. I double moved and literally used it as much as I could during the preseason, and kind of went with that. So it still holds like that special place in my heart, you know, for the little frog guy. So, you know, fuck no. Dude, if someone is in a raid for more than 10 minutes, like, come on, really? Like, I feel like that's a very extreme number to put. Like, I get the win a raid in 60 seconds. Like, it's like two huge extremes. It's 10 minutes and 60 seconds. Like, can't we just find like a good medium, like 5 and 2, you know? But no, we gotta go one extreme to the other there. So I forgot. I totally forgot where I was talking. Toxicroak. Yeah, I don't know. I like him. I finally got my shiny, and now I have the complete set, the collector set of Toxicroaks. So, Wildcat, Drifblim, yes. Yeah, Drifblim is fun. I know that's like your boy. Like, if I can ever find like a stuffed Drifblim somewhere, I'm buying it and mailing it to you because I know that's your boy there. But other than that, PvP, I like using the dark, I like dark and ghost type Pokemon, and then the fairies, which I mean, I've mentioned a whole bunch. So I kind of like, I like Scrafty. I think he's fun. Scraggy and Scrafty. Like, I love the fact that like this guy's just walking around holding his pants up all the time. So, and in the anime, it's just always funny because he's always holding it up and running. That's the kind of stuff. I don't know why I find it so funny, but I do. Fighting Gobbler writes, Poison Jab, Toxie have any play? I'm sure it does. I haven't looked at it yet. So why don't we look at it together? So PV Poke is still saying counter. Don't yuck my fairies, okay? Don't yuck my fairies. It's fairies. Once this new fairy fast move comes in, just wait. Just wait. It's gonna change the game. It's gonna change the game. So PV Poke still has counter as the preferred move. Poison Jab. So let's see. So with Poison Jab, it's going to get 52% win, 47 loss, and a 0.3% draw. With counter, 66% wins, 33% loss. So yeah, the counter is still going to be there. It's a good move. I like the Poison Jab, but I think counter's better for him. Oh, look, we have Fish is here. Hey, what up, Fish? How's it going? No, Charm is really annoying because it's slow. I've said it before on many, many things. It's so slow. So slow. And I'm like too ADD for those kind of moves. So I'm just like, and he's going, you know, and I always end up over tapping or under tapping. So yeah. that's kind of one of the points that I brought up, Smiley, on when they did last week when they announced it, is that poison buff was needed because once the fairy fast move and charge move, is there a new charge move? No, it's just the fast move, I believe. Comes out, like, you gotta have something to balance it out. They're already kind of popping up all over the place, so we really needed the poison buff. And I've been enjoying it. I don't know. I haven't heard anybody really complain about any of the stuff. Wildcat said the poison buff made his Drifblim happy. Yeah, it made it happy in its Drifblim parts. Let's see. I don't know. This is where normally I have Dino come up with something. So, oh, there's a new Deerling. I caught that today. Did you guys, catch a Deerling? Pretty excited about that. It's, you know what's funny? And this is what gets me. I catch a Deerling. I catch one Deerling, rank 3, Great League Pokemon. You know how many, like, fucking Azumarills I got before I got, like, the rank 30th? Like, this is just, it's the story of my life. But I kept it because you never know. I don't know. See? Let's see. Yeah, Poison Fang is pretty intense. I was watching the Zionic video that came out with, I think it was someone in his Discord running a Nidoqueen team, and I think I mentioned it before. Like, that shit, it's crazy. It is absolutely crazy. Gobbler's got a hot take. All right, so hot take. The biggest winner of the poison buff is Sableye. That is absolutely right, because you bring in the poison, you're going to scare out the fairies. And Sableye's really only major weakness is fairy. So, you know, that's good for Sableye. That's good for Dino. I wonder if I'm sure he's probably already noticed that, because, like, I think he knows the stuff come out before, like, it gets announced. And so if you guys ever get a chance to, like, talk to him, like, personal or just, like, in a private DM, like, nicest fucking guy I've ever met. And he, like, the knowledge when it comes to, like, his typings in this, like, I'll send him a team and be like, oh, what do you think? And, like, it's not even, like, that 5-minute delay where you know he's going to look it up on, like, online to see what the counters or something is. Like, 2 seconds, boom, you're weak to this, boom, you're weak to that, you're weak to this, you're weak to that, oh, you need to do this. And I'm like, I have a hard time remembering how old I am, let alone, you know, remembering all these typings. So, excuse me. So what is my favorite shiny? That is tough. Let's see. Rayquaza is cool, because I like the black dragon there. I'm looking through them. You know, that Garchomp shiny, I hate when it's just like it's like the Gengar shiny where you can barely tell it's a shiny. Like, I hate that shit. I hate it. It's so annoying. Maybe I'm the only one. I think the Roserade shiny is pretty good. I don't know if I really have a shiny. I guess it would be Rayquaza or Murkrow. Like the little pink purple flying little bird crow thing. I like that. I haven't seen a lot of Azus out there lately. So maybe it is. Maybe this poison buff, like, scared people off from using it. So I don't know. That would be cool. I know, let's see. So we got the Mega Sableye. Oh my gosh. I love the way that thing looks. Okay, so I was thinking about this because I was listening to Pokemon Go Radio and they were talking about the Mega Slowbro, which is awesome looking. It looks like a top, you know, that you spin, and it's just little arms and his head poking out. So I was thinking, like, they think, you know, they put that as, like, saying Sableye, Mega Sableye, and that, like, are really, like, close in funniness, if that's a word. Because it's literally all Sableye, I think, gets Mega is this giant, like, red gem that he carries around with him, and he just gets bigger. But have you guys seen the Mega Swampert? I cannot wait for Mega Swampert. This thing looks like it just went to World Gym and shot up like 3 syringes of something. Like, this thing is just muscles and, like, it's the fun. To me, that's one of the funniest ones to look at, because that thing is a juiced up Swampert. It is hysterical. If you haven't, I can't show you because, like, when I put my phone up, it does whatever. But if you haven't seen it, Google Mega Swampert. I'm going to do it with you guys if you're doing it, if you haven't seen it. It is awesome. It is an awesome, awesome thing. Like, the forearms, I don't want to go too his forearms look like he's had a lot of practice doing something. But, yo, this thing is just, like, it's meathead. And the greatest thing is I don't think it changes. It doesn't change his typing, so it looks really like buff. And then you're gonna go against like an Ivysaur and just get smacked, you know. So that's what I think is probably one of my favorites. There was like someone posted like a whole list of all the mangas. I can't even keep track of all them. But yeah, that Mega Swampert is insane. I have like a 99% Swampert. I think it's like a 14-15-15 that I was gonna max out, but I don't play Master League enough to do that. And you know, I don't know. I maxed out one. I maxed out my Altaria, and that hurt. It hurt my soul using that much Stardust to power something up that I may not actually even use or may not be any good. And it gets me right there. And it was hard. It was hard pressing that, but I wanted to do it. So I did it. So hopefully it doesn't suck. I need to learn how to manage my Stardust a lot better. Because I spend it as soon as I get it. When I see other PvP people like Wildcat who have like, you know, 3 million Stardust, I'm just like, how do you have that? Like, I'm so jealous. What's up, Ash? How are you? Hey, you haven't sent me any raid invites lately. What's up with that, man? What's going on with that? I feel bad for the people listening to this on Wednesday because they're going to be like, wait, what? What is he talking about? Who's he talking to? I don't hear anyone. Build when I'm ready to use it. But I'm always ready to use something. I'm always ready. Born ready. So that's why. That's why I have no Stardust when I do. Actually, I've kept the million, but it is tough. It's tough. Oh, Ray is posting the Megas. Oh my gosh. Yeah, Sableye is awesome with the gem. Obviously, you know my take on Swampert. See if there's anything else that's really crazy. This is like the mega ones, I feel, is like when like the Japanese like anime really comes out in the Pokemon, because some of this like stuff is just crazy. Like Mawile, you know, like with these crazy, it's got like two mouths now on its head. It's hair ponytail thing. Yeah, that two mouths, like that's crazy. I hate Mega Abomasnow because it looks like a giant gerbil. I feel bad for that. Let's see. Let's looking at the next page. Kangaskhan, someone just got real lazy and was like, hey, we're going to make a mega Kangaskhan, and all we're going to do is take the little Kangaskhan out of the pouch. And they called it a day. Like, I don't know. To me, that was lazy. That was lazy right there. Let's see. Mega Pinsir is weird looking too. Mega Tyranitar. You know what it looks like? So Mega Tyranitar, if you guys, I don't know what our age range of listeners is, but I'm going to assume that most of us are all about the same age. So we've seen kind of all the same type of movies. Mega Tyranitar looks like the Shredder after he gets the ooze poured on him, like, and he's Super Shredder and he has all those things. Look at that thing and tell me tell me he doesn't look like Super Shredder. I don't think you could. I don't think it's possible because it looks just like Super Shredder. So let's see. Let's check in to see what everyone's writing in here. We got a Stardust conversation going on. Let's go. GBL. So normally, like, we go through the sections. So I guess we would be in the GBL section, I guess. Let's see. I've been practicing my team building, I guess you want to call it. Just trying to, like, put things together that, not necessarily that I'm going to run, but, you know, it could have potential running. And let's see, I came up with, until I saw a video of how terrible Garchomp is in Great League, it was Scrafty, Mawile, Garchomp. And it seems interesting. Maybe I'll try it out and see. Wait, hold on. Dino told me back. Your Mawile isn't really a great fairy counter if you run across it. Okay, so I probably won't run that then. I want something with Mawile. I like it. I think it's cool. It's fun looking Pokemon. What did everyone think of Community Day? Community Day was yesterday. Yeah? No. Saturday or yesterday. I thought it was fun. I did it from home. I really didn't feel like going out. I planned on it. Just didn't do it. It's okay. So for those of you who don't live in Satan's Armpit, aka South Florida, like, I know you guys complain about the snow and stuff like that, and I'm sure that snow fucking sucks, because when my house gets over 72 degrees, I'm freezing. So I couldn't even imagine when it's snowing and whatever else you guys deal with up north. But down here, man, like, about now, like, you fucking sweat. Like, you almost have to take a shower walking from your front door to your car. And going out to play Pokemon during the summer is terrible. Ugh, it is the worst. And then you bring, you know, I got to bring the kids, and then 10 minutes in, they're like, "Daddy, it's so hot. I want to go. Can we go? I got a shiny. Let's just go home." You know, and sometimes it's just easier to just do it at home. So, but let's see. I don't know. No, I can't walk in the sun for 5 hours. That's ridiculous. I don't know how you did that race. I don't know. It's like with, was it GoFest? Like, I drive. I bet your ass I stay in the car for 8 hours because I am not walking around and like 10 minutes out there. It's like, you look like you just jumped in a swimming pool, cause you're sweating so much. Yes, the humidity. It's not the heat that, it's the humidity that kills you. So, more impressions of my kids. So my kids, this funny story. So my kids play Pokemon. I got them into the cards and stuff like that. And, you know, we started watching a show and stuff like that. So then they get really into Pokemon Go. And I find Pokemon Go Radio was the first podcast that I found. So we started listening to it, and they got really into it. And just, I guess, we're all friends here. Backstory. I was divorced. I'm remarried. So 3 of my 5 kids are only with me on the weekends. So when they come over, it's like, daddy, daddy, we got to go play Pokemon or this. And where am I going? Oh, okay. So when I was coming up with the idea for this podcast, I told him, I was like, hey, what would you think if daddy did a podcast about like Pokemon and stuff? And my oldest one just kind of looked at me and he was like, can I be on it? And I was like, what do you tell like your 8-year-old? Like, no, you can't be on the podcast because you don't know. But every single week I pick them up from school on Friday and it's, daddy, can we listen to the podcast? Okay. When can we be on the podcast? Can we just like come on and talk? Cause that's how they talk. Like, cause their brain is going faster than their mouth. So it's we could just come on and just say a few things and then we can go off. Right. And that'll be it. And everybody will like it. I promise you, everyone will like it. That's the thing. Everyone will like this. Always. you know what? They would be super into it. Because Wildcat said he thinks we need an Astro Kids section. And they would like clam up. They'd walk, they'd come here, and then I'd get them in there and I'd be like, okay, let's go. And they'd just go. That's it. They just like, okay. So my, one of my sons, he graduated kindergarten today and I go to the thing and I'm sitting there and watching and they do the, you know, they call his class up to do these, this presentation. They're doing, the Jackson 5 ABC 1-2-3 song. And everyone's doing the movements, the hand movements, you know, whatever, all that stuff. My son is standing there like this. Hands to his side, straight face, like I am not fucking moving one ounce, like one step. I am not doing this. Mm-mm, not going to happen. Backstory to this, for 3 weeks, every weekend, daddy, can I practice my dancing? Daddy, can I practice my dancing? Daddy, can you put on the song so I can practice my dance? Daddy, can we practice our dance together? Gets up there. A stick. Actually, a stick had more movement than he does, than he did today. So I asked him, I was like, dude, what happened? You didn't do your dance. He's like, daddy, that dance was stupid. I don't know why I wanted to do that. We tried it today. It was stupid. I didn't like it. And I was like, that's why I don't dance. Okay. So I guess it looks like everyone wants. Okay. So maybe next week I'll have them come on and do it. When we did the intro for the in-game news, so in the beginning, that's them doing, it's the in-game news. It took 35 minutes to record a 5-second saying because they just couldn't get it. Daddy, what was it? So that was fun. I have out of my five, they're all, four of them are boys. Had my first girl and I don't, I don't know who has kids and who doesn't, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you all a little bit of dad advice right now. Don't have a girl. Don't do it. Because they control you. She's 7 months old. She could get whatever the fuck she wants out of me. Whatever she wants. Like, she could be like, "Daddy, I want a car at 2. And be like, "Okay, which one?" So that's my dad advice. Don't have a girl. Do not. Yeah, see, Wildcat has a daughter, and he understands, like, your wife or spouse, girlfriend, however it works. I'm going to get myself in trouble, I'm sure, somehow. That's obviously, you know, that's just your number one, you know, that's like, and then she comes along, and it's like, my wife's like, "He likes you more than me." She tells him, "He likes you more than me. He likes you more than me." So it is. But she's adorable. And, you know, she's going, "Da, da, 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 da." And I'm like, "Yeah, see?" She says, "Dada, not ma, 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 ma." It's da, 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 da. So, but being a dad of 5 kids. So, if you guys ever see pictures of me or, you know, like this instance when we stream and stuff like that, I always have a hat on. So I will show you why I have a hat on. This is why I have a hat on. This started happening during my first child. And it slowly, slowly, slowly started to disappear. So that's what happens there. Let's see. I feel bad. Again, I feel bad for the people who are going to listen on Wednesday. The good thing is we get a lot of downloads, but most of the people who listen to us on the regular are actually talking to me. So they're like, "I'm not going to listen to this shit again." I already sat through it once. So let's see. I don't even know how long have we been talking. It's like an hour, 14 minutes. I honestly didn't think I'd get this far. I thought at like 20 minutes in, I'd be like, I got nothing to talk about. We're out. You'll be able to listen to it and actually like not have to be like, "Oh, how's the puppy?" The puppy shits all over my house and pees all over my house. And I can't put him in the cage. Like we're trying to crate train him. The minute he goes in, it sounds like something's dying. Like it's like, and you have a 7-month-old. You can't have that going on. So It's been rough. It's been rough with him, but he's awesome. Like he'll just like jump up and lay on you. And I'm like, "Let me get this all in now." 'Cause it's a Great Dane. For anyone who doesn't know, it's a Great Dane puppy. In a month or two, like that thing's going to be bigger than me. So, and I'm not that I'm tall, like I'm short, like 5'5". So, you know, that thing's going to be huge. So, does anybody have like any questions? Like it doesn't, like I said, doesn't have to be Pokemon Go related. I don't know. I have many interests. Let's see. I'm pretty sure I mentioned this, before, but, our theme song, is from my old band that, we did. I did for a while. They're still going on, so they're pretty cool. I love the fact that I can put out like something that I made, and on top of it being part of the podcast, like, people like it. Like, I was a little iffy when I was picking the theme music because, like, just because I like a certain style of music, that doesn't mean everyone likes a certain style of music. Some people may think it's too heavy. Some people are like that. They don't like that. But we got a good response. You know, Wildcat told me his daughter loves the song. So, which I still have to send you the actual, like, the full-length song. So remind me to do that. I will do that. I am going to see... in August will be the first concert that I've been to since the pandemic. And it's one of my favorite bands. It's actually me and my wife. We have two bands that, like, when we met, I hit the microphone again. When we met and we started talking, it was like the two bands that we clicked on. And they're coming in August to a place down here. They're called Bayside. And if you're into, like, any type of, like, I don't want to, I can't classify them as punk, but if you want to put it in there, you could put it in there. They're awesome. If you want, like, the ultimate breakup music, like, listen to Bayside, because, like, they have songs where, like, one of the lyrics is, like, talking about, chopping this girl's head off, putting it on a stick and sticking it in the front yard for people to see. And the way he sings it and the way the song sounds, like, you're just like, that was really mean, but you made me really, really want to sing that loud to, like, out to people. So I like that. So that's what I think. There's that. And then, like, I listen to everything. I have no, you know, I'm not someone that's going to be like, oh, I don't like that band because whatever. Except Nickelback. Nickelback is the only band. I'm sorry. If you like them, I'm sorry. That's the only band I will ever give anybody shit for listening to. Is Nickelback. So, sorry if I offended anybody, but Nickelback offends me. As a musician, they offend me deeply because they literally write the same song over and over and over and over again and make millions of dollars, and it's genius, and I'm envious, and I fucking can't stand them. So, let's see. So DC, Wildcat wants to know, DC or Marvel, and why is Marvel the only answer? That is absolutely correct, unless it's an animated movie. So, animated, DC beats Marvel. Real life? Yeah, Marvel's got that topped. But Spider-Man's, like, my all-time favorite superhero ever. So, yeah, that's kind of where... I could do. I tried to watch, because I got HBO Max, I tried to watch the Teen Titan show. I couldn't really get into it. The DC shows fish on, well, for me, for us, it's the CW. I don't know what it is in the future. But, like, The Flash and Arrow, like, and what was it? The people of the future. What, I forget what it is. WB. It's WB Network. Those are good. I enjoy those, especially when they all started to, like, cross over into things. I thought that was really cool. So I enjoyed those. Legends of Tomorrow. Yes. People of the Future. I like that one better. And changing it again, it'll go with Zapatos and People of the Future. so my current Spotify playlist? Well, I don't do Spotify. I actually, and so I have, I'm very OCD about things. Like I mentioned on an episode, like my t-shirts are all categorized by like different styles of music, or like all my Pokemon shirts are in one section. This, you know, things like that. Very like OCD when it comes to certain things. And when it comes to like my music and where I listen to music and how I get around to my music, I can't do Spotify. Like I can't, like the shit is too disorganized for me. So I use Apple Music because it is very, it's a very clean interface. Right now, what I'm listening to that's been current, been going for the past probably 2 weeks now, is I came across a couple of UK grime or UK rap artists that I really enjoy. Like one I've known for a while, his name is Wiley, and then apparently he got into like some shit. But he has a song called Boasty, I think, or Bousty. If you can find that on your thing, check that shit out, because it's good. It's a good song. And then there's this other guy, Aitch, A-I-T-C-H. He's another UK rapper. He just put a, I think it came out this year. Was it this year or last year? Last year. He put out an album called Polaris, and that thing is amazing from beginning to end. There's something about like those rappers over there, like they actually can rap. You know, I enjoy like what gets on the radio sometimes, like it's fun, whatever, but like most of the time, like they're just mumbling things that they, you know, thought about why they were taking a shit that morning. Real like hip hop and real rap's kind of fall in like under all of that. But these guys are like actual lyricists and actually like know what they're doing when they're writing songs. So let's see, what's the next question? Better question. What is a song that you only listen to while you're alone because you're ashamed of your life choices? I don't want to sound I don't want to sound like I'm bragging. I will listen to anything out loud. Like, I don't care. So there's a commercial that's on TV where the dad's driving in his car, and I think he's in like the minivan with his kids, and he's got Taylor Dane, Tell It to My Heart, like blasting, and he's just like, tell it to my heart. Tell me I'm... That's me. That is me 100%. So I don't, there's not really anything like I'm ashamed of. Like, I will tell you right now, I love NSYNC. I listen to that shit all the time. I'm cleaning the house, I'm listening to NSYNC and Justin Timberlake. So, country, my favorite country song, is it current or all time? Because that's kind of hard. Let me pull up. I think all time, and I guess you really have to listen to country to know this, is from Joe Diffie, and the song is called John Deere Green. Love that song. Love the lyrics to that song. It's awesome. That's probably my all-time favorite country song. Currently, I would say, I don't want to say it, I'm not going to say him because he just got in a lot of shit. I should probably not listen to that song anymore. No. Really anything like, anything that Florida Georgia Line puts out, like that shit's awesome. Like I like them a lot. Zac Brown Band. I heard this, like the Toes in the Water song, like so much. Like, I don't listen to the radio. Like, I listen to either podcast or my, you know, my phone, my Apple Music, because the radio just destroys songs. And everywhere, like, I, when that song came out, it was like everywhere, and it just, it drove me nuts. Florida Georgia Line and Luke Bryan are my two favorite country, like, artist people. So anything they put out is just, I'm going to listen to it, because I like it. So, oh, hi, DeFi. How are you? Thank you for stopping by. Appreciate it. So let's see. So as far as podcasts go, we're running like an hour and 27 minutes with taking out all the spaces where I don't know how to talk. Probably about like an hour, 15 minutes. So, I mean, it's up to you guys. We could keep talking, or we could call it a night. I don't know. I haven't gotten to Texas, says dinner's ready yet, so we can keep talking. Chris Stapleton. I haven't really listened to a lot of his stuff. I'm trying to think, what is he the It Could Buy Me a Truck guy? Cause that song's pretty fun. Or is that Luke Combs? I think it's Luke Combs. So, oh, you went to the same high school. That makes sense. Okay. I went to the same school as what? I don't know if you guys remember it. It's only 45 minutes short of the normal podcast. Yes, that's correct. There was a song that came out, man, when is this? Like early, maybe like 2003, 2004. From an R&B group called Pretty Ricky and the Mavericks. And the song was called Grind on Me. I'm sure anyone from South Florida that's in here knows that song, because that shit was on Power 96 like every single day on repeat. I went to school with one of those guys. That's all I can say as far as famous things. I went to school with them, and I don't even really know how famous they are. So I think that's just a Florida thing, like Trick Daddy. do some battles. So you all can laugh at me. That's why you want me to do battles. So you can all laugh at me. No, not tonight. Because battles don't make good podcasts. You can't listen to battles. Well, you can hear me cursing at the battle, but yeah. Okay, so you guys do know that song. All right. Well, yeah, I went to school with one of them. I don't know which one. I don't know if he wasn't the main guy. He wasn't Pretty Ricky. He was one of the Mavericks. But when he came... when that like song came out, like everyone was like messaging, like anyone who went to that school, like, oh my gosh, that kid went to our, he was in our class. He graduated with, it's like, cool. I don't know who he is. I don't know, but I can say that. I went to elementary school and got punched in the face by, I'm going to butcher his last name. It's Tavares Birchin. It starts with a B. He was a safety for the New England Patriots, and he played for the University of Miami, I think. He punched me in the face in elementary school. So that's probably like the two things. He was on one of the New England Patriot Super Bowl teams. I think he was a safety. Yeah. Surprisingly, I know a lot about football. It's probably the, besides soccer, it's probably my favorite thing to watch. Occasionally the Heat. But it's pretty much football, like football or soccer. I'm assuming, Uncle B, you're asking why I got punched in the face. I don't know, because I'm an asshole. Like, I was an asshole in school. I always had, in the words of my wife, I had a slick mouth. So, it was probably something like that. I probably said something that I shouldn't have said and got punched in the face and probably deserved it, rightfully so. So college football or NFL? Now college football. NFL, I was into when I was playing fantasy, but not so much anymore. But college football, die hard when it comes to my team. And I'm going to put it on the record. I liked this team before they got good. And if you know anything about college football, when I say this, you'll understand. I went through the Bobby Bowden, the Bowden years. It's not Bobby, it's his son. I forget what his name. So I've been a Clemson fan since like 1999, 2000. I wanted to go to college there. I've been a fan. Like, talk to anybody in my family. Don't know how. They had a good engineering program that I wanted to go to. I did a visit. I fell in love with the school and sat through shitty football for a really long time until they got good. So I'm diehard when it comes to Clemson football. I've got tattoos on my legs that are in orange and purple. So I'm diehard about that. I've got Clemson shit all over the house. So how has the podcast evolved since episode one? We're better than episode one. I know how to edit things a little more. I found someone to help me edit sometimes because sometimes I don't have time to do it. The one thing that hasn't gotten better is I cannot stop saying, it is every 15 seconds. It takes forever to edit. It really does. But you guys don't want to hear me going. So, so I try and make it all nice and packaged friendly for all of you to listen, except for last week. I will tell you right now, that wasn't mine. If you listen to last week's show, you know what I'm talking about. It was not mine. I'm not going to tell you whose it was, but it wasn't mine. It was not mine that was going off throughout that whole show. Well, okay. All right, man. You have a good night and enjoy. We'll see. We'll probably go on for maybe like a few more minutes. everyone, you know what's really, this is the bad part. So I'm not going to say who it was, but someone messaged me later about like on the side, like before that episode, just like saying like how they really enjoy the podcast and stuff like that, which like I still get like really like blown away when people say that they like it, or that even like people listen to it, because I'm just like, I didn't think anyone was going to listen to it and everyone was just going to get really annoyed with me and whoever else I got. But you know, you guys have been really awesome. So someone messaged me just, you know, letting me know that they really enjoy the show. Apparently, like, so there's another PvP podcast that they were saying, like, you know, we enjoy, you know, it's our stuff is produced better. It's stuff like that. Like, and then literally the episode after, fire alarm through the whole show. And I'm just like, God damn it, man. Like, as soon as someone tells me they like it because our stuff is so well done and so well produced and it doesn't do this and it doesn't do that, boom, fire alarm, right? Because that's what happens. Everybody, is it, it's like, I'm pretty sure, DeFi, your word is like, because I had to edit a podcast with you on it. It's like and squeaky chair, the noise of a squeaky chair. So, and you do say I'm excited for a lot, but it's awesome. So I say, what's it called? Yeah, but no. Like, I was listening to the episode last week and I was like, damn, I say that a lot. Like, okay, no. Oh, yeah, no. Okay, no. And I'm just like, what does that even mean? Why am I saying it so much? But this is much easier to do, like, when it's live like this. It's actually something, give you guys, since you're on in here, maybe I'll cut this out and be like, our secret. This is something me and Dino have been talking about, actually, for a couple weeks, is doing the show live. And even doing, you know, maybe some battles after we record the podcast. It was just something we've been batting around. Right now, with his schedule, with his school, like, Sunday mornings are, like, his free time to do it. And that's Sunday morning in my time. So, like, 10 a.m. with us, that's, like, 9 for Central. And then it just gets, you know, farther earlier as it goes. So it was it's something, I mean, if everyone like really enjoys it and is like, yeah, that is what you guys should do, then we'll do it. Like, I don't have a problem doing it. You know, we'll figure it out. But I really enjoyed this. Like, this was fun. Maybe I'll do this again. You know, if you guys enjoyed it, I don't want to take up too much of everyone's night. We're at, let's see, what do I have to fill? Reyes, I got to fill what? 10 minutes to make it an average episode? I think it's like 10 minutes. Smiley, oh, I want tacos. I don't know what I'm having. I think I'm having some type of seafood. Fun fact, the only beef I eat is cheeseburgers. I'm a pescatarian. I only eat fish. Except for cheeseburgers, because I can't give that up. So, fun fact. So, go enjoy your tacos. I will try. Okay. Me and Dino try really hard to be involved and be in the Discord and talk to everything and be part of it. We try really, 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 really hard. We feel really, like, I know I personally, I feel, I feel like I let some of you guys, like some of our Patreons down. I thought about this week, like, just closing it down, because right now with how my work life is, Dino with school, it's a hard to find days to kind of do things. And I feel like super bad about it. You know, I never wanted to do this podcast for monetary value. It does cost something to, you know, put the podcast out, but I never did want it. That wasn't my goal. My goal in this podcast was to create a podcast and eventually create, like, not so much a network, but, like, I guess, yeah, like, something more than just a podcast. That's why, like, everything we do, I put Team BTW, because I want it to be a team. Like, I want to have spinoffs of our show where, you know, someone's talking about, like, strictly Sylph, you know, or something like that. Like, I want to expand it, like, Mazer Gaming, like, get to a point where, like, we can sponsor some of you guys, you know, that are, you know, really good, but you just don't have the time to stream or you don't have the resources to do it. Like, if you guys want to stream and, you know, whatever, reach out to me. Like, I'll try as much as I can to help you with the time that I have. But I do want to say, like, you know, to all of our patrons. Like, I really, really, really do appreciate, like, everything that you guys do. And I am so sorry that I suck at following through with all that stuff. It just, it gets a little, you know, it's, what is it, the good intentions, but poor, I don't know, I can't think of the word. But, you know, I wanted to say that to everyone where they could hear it and see it. It's something, you know, that's been kind of bothering me. So for those who do help, help us put the show out every week, if there's something that we can do better, please, please, please let us know. You don't have to put it, you know, out for everyone to see. Message me on the side, you know, things like that. I don't have a problem. Like, I want this to be a place where you guys can come, and if you're having a bad day and you want to throw it out there, like, go for it. Like, no one, for the most part, like, we got a lot of people in there, but it's like a core group of us, and I consider you guys all friends. And even though we may not have met face to face, like, or virtually face to face, like Defying Fish, like, you guys are family. This is a team. This is a family. I call you guys friends, and, you know, I want our Discord. That's why I didn't, you know, I made it the way it is, so that everyone could do what they want it to do. And if they want to just practice their self, you know, metas, they can go do that. If they want to just do tournaments, they can do that. They just want to sit in the general chat and talk shit all day. That's what it's there for. Like, that's what I wanted. That was my dream, my vision for this. So I appreciate everyone, like so much. This, when we started this podcast, was a really rough time in my life. My father had just passed away from COVID, and it was the hardest thing I've ever had to go through. And surprisingly, like, this game kind of kept me sane through all of that. It was my way to get out from reality and just forget about all the bullshit that was going around, you know, everything that was happening around me. Because it was just, it was out of the blue. Like, he got sick. He was in the hospital. I got a phone call, come to the hospital. And the community around it, like, whether you guys knew what was going on in my life, like, just the talking back and forth, all that stuff, like, doing the show has helped me get through a lot of that stuff. I know there's other people that I've talked to over the past couple of weeks that have been going through some shit. Like, I put it out there, like, our platform is your guys' platform. If there's something I can do to help you, let me know. Let me know how I can help you in whatever way. You know, that's what we're here for. That's the whole purpose of this show, is to help you guys do something that you love and get better at it. If, you know, so I don't really know. I guess that's my sappiness for today. You know, I appreciate all of you guys, like, tremendously. I wish Dino was in here doing this with us, because, you know, he would reiterate everything I just said. Like, we talk and we're just like, I remember when we got, like, our first Patreon, I think it was King Flip, and I was like, oh shit, someone wants to give me, like, someone's giving us money. Like, it blew us away. But, you know, so really appreciate you guys. You know, I, you know, We're really long. Okay, hour 40. Yeah. Sorry, guys. So really appreciate all that stuff. If you're on here watching it, you know where to find all of our stuff. I don't need to repeat it. But for those who just listen, follow us on Twitter. We're really trying. If someone wants to be our, I don't want to call it a secretary, but like assistant to help us with that shit, like I would like greatly appreciate it. Like Wildcat, he does an awesome job picking up the Discord Slack that, you know, I don't do, like ending Sylph tournaments or starting Sylph tournaments. He started so many that I totally forgot what time it was and did it. You know, Fish has helped us out a lot with the Sylph stuff and getting us set up. And, you know, we've got that. But if someone wants to be like our person, secretary, what is it? Assistant? Sure. I don't know. Make up a title and you can have it. I would really appreciate it because there's a lot of stuff that we want to do. We got the idea and then we just don't have the time to kind of execute it and get it through. I know like everyone kind of has one. So yeah, is it a mod? Is that what it's called? I don't know. Social media manager. What is it? Artist of the or manager of the custodial arts. All right. I guess we'll end the show now. I don't really know what else to say. I'm actually surprised I made it through this whole thing. So I appreciate every single one of you, every single person. I don't even know how many people are actually listening. Because I don't know how any of this stuff works or where I can see where it is. But I appreciate all of you for listening to BTW Presents Talking Shit with me, AstroZombie954. If this is something you guys enjoyed and want to do it again, you know, let me know. If you guys want the show, the regular weekly show, to be like this, let us know. Whatever we can do to help you guys make this experience in this place yours, let us know, because that's what we're here for. So I appreciate all of you again. This will be out on Wednesday, and I don't really have to edit anything. Well, maybe I'll put it out tonight. Depends on how long it takes to download. So, I'm AstroZombie954, and I'm Junior Mexico. And until next time, good luck and get good. That's an Astro remix.
Why did you kill her?
She was talking shit.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.